Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to study aspects, Lord, of your word. Help us, Lord, to understand these truths. Help us, Lord, to be able to see how blessed we really are to have an accurate translation of your inspired and preserved words in our King James Bible. Help us to hold it dear. Help us to esteem it correctly that we may keep your commandments, that we may observe them and obey them. And I pray that you bless us, Lord, for our efforts to learn your word and to serve you better. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so let's go review yung alphabet natin. All right? Ano yung first letter?
Alpha.
Ano, boss?
Beta.
Beta. Ito yung capital, ito yung small.
Gamma.
Tapos?
Gamma.
Gamma?
Delta.
Delta?
Epsilon.
Gamma, delta, epsilon. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta?
Epsilon.
Epsilon.
Zeta.
Tapos?
Zeta.
Zeta? Zeta? Theta? Para siyang N na maliit mo. Theta. Theta.
Ito, kasi probable eta na kasulat.
Kasi?
Eta, eta. Ay, eta pala.
Tama. Ito epsilon, ito theta. Dalawa silang E. So, merong dalawang. May long E, may short E.
Eh, yun, theta din ang basa pala. Yan, sulong sa zeta.
Tama. Zeta, theta, theta.
Ay, eta kasi na pala.
Nakasulat eta. Nakasulat eta, pero ang pronunciation niya may H. Heta. Oh. Tama. Good observation. Alright? Theta, iota. Yung pinakamaliit na letter. Iota. Kappa. Kappa. Lambda. Lambda, mu, nu, si, pero yung nu na maliit ganon para siyang di, pero nu, tapos si, and omicron. B. B. Ro. Sigma. Now, yung sigma, mayroong sigma sa gitna at may sigma sa dulo. So, pag yung sigma ginagamit sa gitna ng salita, yan. Pag sa dulo ng salita, ganon. Sigma. Capital, small letters. Malinaw? Okay. Sigma, tau? Upsilon? Tama. Upsilon? Tapos yung last? P? C. C. Omega. Okay. Very good. All right. So, who can say the letters? Sino gusto mag-say ng buong letters? Sino gusto mag-say ng buong letters? At saka ito ay kasanayan lang. Pag nasanay na kayo niyan, very good na yun. Alright, anybody want to try? Sino gusto mag-try? Try lang. Just try. Go ahead, Ate Tess. Go ahead.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta.
Zeta?
Zeta, beta.
Theta?
Theta. Iota, kappa, lambda, nu, c. Omicron, e, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon, chi.
Chi.
Chi. That's the chi.
Chi. Yes.
Chi. And then
c.
C. Omega.
And then omega. Very good. All right. Excellent. All right. Okay. So ngayon, pag dinugtong natin yung mga Greek words, magkakaroon tayo ng mga words. Pag dinugtong natin yung mga letters, magkakaroon tayo ng words. All right. Try mo ito. Okay, alpha, phi, or p, omicron, sigma, alpha, phi, omicron, sigma, tau, omicron, lambda, omicron,
sigma.
Oh, basahin niyo ito. Apostolos. Apostolos. So, pag narinig nyo apostolos, ano ang parang sound niya sa English? Apostle. So, yan ang first Greek word na alam nyo. Apostolos. Okay? Okay, ito. Try natin ito. Okay? Very good. Ito rin, eye examination ito. Ha? Pag hindi nyo nakikita yan, baka kailangan nyo ng eye check. Alright. So, dual purpose yung Sunday school natin ngayon. Alright, try this. Anong letter ito?
P.
PH yan. Phi. Phi. Ano ito? Omega. Ano ito?
Nu.
Nu. Fon. Ano ito? Theta. Sa English letter E yan. Oh. Anong word ito?
Oh.
Sa Greek, phone.
Phone.
Phone. Okay, so, phone, doon ang gagaling yung word phone. Pero anong ibig sabihin nito? Kasi hindi naman siya telephone. Wala pang telephone, mga kapanahonan. Dito natin makukuha yung ibig sabihin niya, sound. Sound. Phone, sound. So, dito nakikita ninyo kung paano basahin, basta alam mo yung letter. At ngayon, dadagdagan nyo yung kalaman nyo pagbabasa ng vocabulary word, phone. So, yung palang phone, sound. Naririnig ko yung sound mo sa paggamit ng phone. So, sa paggamit ng sound. So, dun ang galing yung salitang phone. Pero, hindi ang pagbasa natin, hindi phone. Phone. Ganun ang Greek. Hindi siya katulad ng English. Okay, isa pa. Try mo ito. Sinong gusto mag-try? Okay, magpatakot. Try natin ito. Ang capital para sa pangalan. Pag yung noun generic lang, halos maliliit palagi yung ginagamit. At saka sa Greek talaga, karaniwang yung maliliit. Pero tinuro ko na kayo sa inyo yung malalaki para pag nakita niyo halimbawa si Andrew, makikita mo A. O di kaya si Peter, makikita mo yung si Pedro, makikita mo yung capital. Okay? All right, ito. Try niyo ito. Ito, puros maliliit na letters, ha? Sinong gusto mag-try? Sinong gusto mag-try? Come on. Raise your hand. Wait. Sino gusto mag-try? Mag-read. You wanna try? Anybody? Don't waste my time. All right, William, stand. Try mo ito ah, William. Si William lang. Okay?
Kappa.
Uh-huh.
Alpha. Rho.
Uh-huh. So car. And then? Oh, sorry.
Cardia.
Cardia. Okay, cardia. Correct. Oh, upo. Anong ibig sabihin ng cardia? Heart.
Diyan ang galing yung heart.
Kaya pag pumunta kayo sa ospital, merong cardiogram or cardiac arrest. Oh, the heart attack, cardiac arrest. Cardia. Ibig sabihin ng cardia, heart.
Cardia.
So, yes, heart. Tama. Cardia. Okay? Very good. All right, ito. Isa pa. Sinong gusto mag-try? Huwag kayong matakot. You just need to identify the letters. Sino pa? Go ahead, sino? Pag hindi kayo, tatawag na lang ako. Sige. Okay? Sinong gusto mag-try? Just try. Anybody else? Wanna try? Eh, tutulong kami sa inyo. Walang mag-tell. Okay, brother. Stand. Here we go. Ito yung word mo, okay? PH, no? Phi. Okay.
Micro. Beta.
Uh-huh.
Omicron.
Uh-huh.
Sigma.
Okay, so, Phobos. Very good. Phobos. Anong sa palagay mo ibig sabihin ng Phobo? Phobos. Nakakatakot. Phobia.
Diyan ang galing yung salitang phobia. Or fear.
So Greek pala yun. May phobos ako. May phobos ako sa aso. May phobos ako sa lamok. Ay, may phobos ako sa COVID. Phobos, fear. Alright, sino pa? Anybody wanna try? See, ngayon na nakikita ninyo, isasama-sama lang pala yung mga letters, mababasa mo yung Greek. You see? It's not hard. So, kung tutuusin, ang pag-aaral ng Greek, ganun lang kasimple. Kaya lang, dadagdagan ng grammar. Yung grammar, yung noun. Anong gamit ng noun? Anong gamit ng verb? So, yung mga yon, doon nagiging technical yung Greek. But, sa basic talaga, easy lang basahin ang Greek. Alright, sino magta-try? Anybody else? Wanna try? Huwag kayong matakot, tutulungan namin kayo. Oh, tingnan mo, si Cham, nag-volunteer. Oh. Cham, try mo ah. Try mo lang, Cham. Stand. Try. Oh. Lambda. Omicron. Gamma. Gamma. So, L-O-G...
Oh.
Logos. Very good. Ngayon, yung logos, medyo special siya. Kaya hindi natin nakukuha dun sa English. Pero ang ibig sabihin ng logos, word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Logos, yung word. Okay? Very good. Cham. Excellent. Sino pa? Sino mag-volunteer? Joe, very good. Come on, Joe. Stand up. All right. Try this. I'm gonna give you something difficult here. Yeah, no. Hey. Z? It is Zeta. What's this? The last Omega. Uh-huh. And alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta,
theta,
right? All right, theta. So what's the word?
Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe. Zoe, that's how you pronounce it. Okay, very good. Sit down. Anong ibig sabihin ng Zoe?
Life.
Life. Buhay. Kaya pag pumunta kayo sa zoo, anong ino-observe din nyo sa zoo? Yung mga hayop, yung mga buhay ng hayop. The life. Zoe. Zoe. May yung iba nga, pinangalan nila yung anak nila, Zoe. Dahil yan ay buhay. So, very creative. Alright? Alright, ito, capital. Gamitin natin ng capital.
Name ito. Sinong gusto mag-try?
Sino mo? Ah, si Bugoy. Nag-volunteer.
Try mo ito, Bugoy. Try mo ito. Ano ito? Try mo yan. Sige, stand.
Kaya, Bugoy.
Anong letter ito? Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Heta, Theta, Yota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron, P.
P.
Very good. Ano ito? E? Ano ito? T? Ano ito? T ulit? Ano ito? Rho. B, Rho. Sigma tau. Di ba? Rho? O ano ito?
Peter.
Peter. Very good. Oh. So nakita mo, ginamit natin yung capital. Peter. Dahil pangalan. Actually, dapat...
Hindi Peter. R... O, S, Petros.
Petros, pero ang ibig sabihin ng Petros, Peter. All right, very good. Sino pa? Anybody else?
Natuto na kayo, tinuturuan ko kayo kung paano magbasa.
It's simple. All right, anybody wanna try? Ate Caroline, ready na siya, tinan mo. Ate Caroline,
give it a try. Oh. Ate Caroline, ha? Anong letter ito? Tulungan natin si Ate Caroline, this is... Theta, theta. Okay, so TH siya, no? Theta. Anong letter ito? E? No? O? Tsaka? Sigma, no? Sigma. Oh. Anong word ito? Theos. Anong ibig sabihin ng Theos? Dios. Theos. Anong ibig sabihin nun? God. Very good. Tama.
Theos. Dios. Sa Tagalog, Dios. Sa Greek, Theos. Sa English, God. Oh. Kaya pag pinag-aaralan mo si God, ang tawag doon, Theologos. Theology. Ang word patungkol kay God. O yung discussion patungkol kay God or reasoning about God. Theologos, theology. Okay? So alam na ninyo yun. Alright, very good. Ito.
Sino gusto mag-try dito? Sige.
Sino mag-try dito? Kayo nga. Pag
lumili mo na ako ng ganyan, nakaganyan pa rin.
Yung tumitingin sa lupa, tatawagin ko yung tumitingin sa lupa. G U N E G
Upsilon N kasi ito yung V palagi N new yan new tapos E. Oh, paano mo basahin yan?
Gune. 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 Ang ibig sabihin ng gune,
woman.
Tingnan nyo, pag yung babae, kailangan niya ng doktor pang babae, ang tawag doon ay gynecologist. Gynecology. Dahil yung gynecologist ay pang babaeng doktor. Diyan ang galing yung gune. Dahil yung gune, woman. Okay? So, itong mga vocabulary words, nasa study notes ninyo na ibibigay ko sa inyo, walang exam. Pero gusto ko lang malaman ninyo, yung mga words na yan pala ay Greek words. Alright?
So, at natututo rin kayo magbasa ng mga words. So,
next week, balik kayo at babasahin na natin yung Greek New Testament. We will be able to read the Greek New Testament. Alright? So, let's see. Sino pa ang gusto mag-try? Huwag kayong matakot. Mikey, very good. Ang tapang. Okay, Mikey, sa'yo ito. Tayo, Mikey. Oh, wait. Mikey, ano nga yan? P, di ba? Oh, ano ito? Alpha? Theta? Epsilon? Tapos, ano ito? Rho. Oh. Pater, tama. Pater. Very good, Mikey. Anong ibig sabihin ng pater?
Father.
Tama. Very good. Oh. Kaya sa Latin, yung our father, patrinomos namin. Pater, patri. Oh, pater, patrimony. Patungkol sa tatay, father. Okay? Very good, Mikey. Nabulong ka ng hindi sa sandali, no? Alright? Balikan natin yung letters. Ready? Let's say the letters again one more time para refresh ang memory natin. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon. Zeta, Eta, Beta, Iota, Kappa. Lambda, Mu, Nu, Chi, Omicron. Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon.
B-G-C-Omega.
Okay, very good. So if you know the letters, you'll be able to form the words. Okay, sino pa? Nico, kaya mo? Kaya ni Nico yan. Yung mga bata, pwedeng turuan ng mga languages yan. Alright. Let's see. Sino gusto mag-try? Huwag kayo matakot. Oh, si Arian, no? Nagtatry na si Arian. Okay, Arian, very good. Tayo, Arian. Ready? Sa'yo ito, ha? Anong letter ito? P? Omicron? Lambda? Yeah, so P, Omicron, Lambda. Pinakamalit na letter? Iota. I? Aha. S.
Sigma.
So, ano ito?
Police.
Tama. Very good. Very good, Aaron. So, police. Anong ibig sabihin ng police sa English?
City.
Ha?
City.
Diba? Metropolis. Anong ibig sabihin ng metropolis? Maraming mga cities. Oh, metropolis. Tapos, yung police, dyan din ang gagaling yung salitang politics, politika. Oh, di ba sa syudad, maraming politika? Police. At nangangailangan talaga sila ng police. Anyway, so, one more. Si, mayroon ba ito? Medyo, pero kasanayan lang. Hindi kayo na-expose, ngayon lang kayo nakakuha ng ganito. So, medyo bago. Parang yung sapatos, bago. Makunat pa, kailangan tiyagaan. At pag natiyagaan nyo ito, you will be able to read the Greek, mabe-verify ninyo. Tama ba yung sinabi ni Strong's? And you, so on. Tapos i-develop ninyo yung vocabulary words ninyo. Alright, so, sinong magtaray? Ate Bambi, very good. Thank you. Try natin, Ate Bambi.
Christos.
All right. Christos.
Christ.
Christ. Oh.
Christ.
Nakuha niya. Christos. So, very good. Wala tayong problema doon. Very good. I'm very, very happy with you. Okay, very good. All right, now.
Isa sa mga batas ng pagbabasa ng Greek.
Madalang nyo makikita ito. Pero katotohanan, this is a truth rule sa pagbabasa ng Greek. Pag may dalawang vowel,
katulad ng G, pag dalawa yung G's na sunod na sunod,
yung hindi mo babasahin yung g-g. Hindi ganyan ang pagbabasa ng gama-gama. Magiging ang. Yan. Oh, magbabago yung pronunciation. So, try natin ito. Sino gusto mag-try? Ah, Marcia. Very good.
Okay, Marcia.
All right, Marcia, try this.
Alpha.
Yeah? Ang, right? Engel.
Angels.
Angels. Okay. Well, read the Greek first.
A-N-G-E-L-O-S.
I know. Read it. Angelos.
Angelos.
Angelos. Very good. Oh, sabi niya, angelos. Tapos, in the English, it is?
Angels.
Singular lang. Pag gusto mo ng doblo, plural, papalitan mo yung last, gagawin mong I. Angeloi. Plural na yon. Pero ngayon, single lang muna. Angelos, angel. Singular. Very good, Marcia. Alright? So, any questions? Kasanayan lang sa pagbabasa ng alphabet at yung pagpunta, pagsama-sama ng mga words. Oh, Ati Alat, very good. Nakapila kayo, ha? Very good. Ati Alat, try this.
Alright, identify the letters. Alpha. Mu. Epsilon.
Nu.
Nu.
Okay.
So, alpha. Basahin mo nga.
Amen. Very good. So, sa Greek, amen. Sa English,
amen.
Anong ibig sabihin ng amen?
Amen.
Yes. Ha? Let it be so.
Siya na nga ang mangyari. Yes. O tama. Kaya pag may nangangaral at nagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos, sasabihin mo, amen. Ibig sabihin, sumasang-ayon ako doon. Let it be so. Yun na nga sana. Do. Mahirap ba ito? Is this hard? No, you're getting it. Eh, sino pa? Trisha.
Oh, very good, Trisha. She's smart.
Alam ni Trisha ito, ha? Eh? Okay.
Come on, Trisha.
Okay. Nabigay ko ito sa'yo, Trisha. Challenge kita kasi alam ko, ano yan eh, major yan sa ano, college yan. Kailangan college level. Okay.
Capital yan? Ha? Alpha, beta, gamma. So that's gamma, no? Okay. Aha, alpha.
Lambda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Isa lang. One L. Yota. Can you read it?
Galilea.
And what does Galilea mean? Saan lugar ito? Yeah, Bible geography.
Galilee.
Tama. Very good. So, Galilea sa Greek, sa English, Galilee. Yung syudad, yung lungsod na kung saan tinart ni Jesus Christ, yung church. Alright, very good. Alright. Ito,
sinong gusto mag-try? Sinong hindi pa nakapag-try pero gusto mag-try? Lahat na ba nag-try? Nicole, kaya mo? You wanna try, Nicole?
Very good,
Nicole. Nicole, try mo ito. Sige lang, Nicole.
Hindi
ka pa nakapag-letters? Hindi pa siya nakapag-letters. Okay, hindi pa. Brother Emil. Epsilon? Gamma? And?
Omega.
Okay, so epsilon, gamma, omega?
Ego. Anong ibig sabihin ng ego? Ay, yung sarili ko. Kaya pag sinabi, malaki yung ego mo, your ego is big, malaki yung pananaw mo sa sarili mo. Ego. Ego. Alright. Sino pa?
Ito, worth 100 pesos.
May price na tayo.
Sino pa? Hindi pa nakapag-try. Steven, kaya mo? Nag-try ka na nito? Steven? Hindi pa? Did you learn the alphabet, Steven? No? Not yet? Okay, Light, nag-try ka na ng letters? Hindi pa? Okay. Sino pa? Jewel, nag-try ka na ng letters? Hindi pa? Kaya mo yan. Ate Tess, try this one, ha? Try this one. Yota. And that will be Kappa Alpha Yota.
Kai.
That's right. Ang ibig sabihin ng Kai, N.
N. Kai. So these are vocabulary words. Okay. So I'm gonna give you pages 5. Ay, sorry. Page 3, page 4, and page 5. Okay. So Joe, sa'yo ang page 3. Give everybody page 3. Start in the back. Yung mga kabataan, wag kayong kumuha para lang ito sa mga sa Bible class. Page 3. Si William ang page 4. Wait, William, wait. Page 4. Joe, yeah, hurry up, Joe. Give, no, Joe, right here. Give it to Mikey and Bugoy. Nay, gusto mo nay? Oh, sige. Very good, nay. I'll take that, Joe. Give it to Mom. Give one to Mom. Okay, so you have page 3. Page 3 and page 4. Here, I'll take that, William. Okay, so tingnan natin ang page 3. Tingnan natin ang page 3. So now you see, sa page 3, meron tayong vocabulary words. Apostolos, gune, cardia, heart, phobos, fear, logos, word. Yung pang-anim, zoe, life, tapos Petros, Peter, Theos, God. Gune, woman, gynecology. Pater, father. Suke, soul. Kaya yung sukeology, psychology, pag-aaral ng kaluluwa. That's the study of the soul. Yung buong pagkatao. That's body, soul, spirit, mind, heart, and matter, and will, volition, and action. Buong katauhan yan. Psychology, soul. Suke. Ha? Kaya pag sinabi, suki ka, ha? Psychologist ka. Hindi, suki ako. I am a soul. Polis, nandyan yung city. Christos, Christ. Now, yung mga susunod na words, angelos, amen, anthropos. Anthropos, anong ibig sabihin ng anthropology? pag-aaral ng tao, man. Kasi yung anthropos, man. Tapos apostolos, Galilea, and so on and so forth. So, pag nakuha ninyo yung page 3 and 4, ito'y vocabulary words. At ang kagandahan ng vocabulary words na ito, ito yung mga karaniwang words sa New Testament Greek. So, the most common words, ito, pages 3 and 4. Alright? Now, ito, page 5. Last page sa pag-aaral, William. Itong page 5, start in the back. Makikita mo yung proper names. Abraham, David, Paulos, Petros, Pilatos, at saka Simeon. Simon, Simeon. Yung mga proper names. And so on and so forth. So, here's a...
for you, Marsh. This is page 4. You have 4? You need 5, 3?
No, you need 1.
It's 4.
John, it's 4. Here. Page 4. You need 5, Joe?
I didn't get it.
You didn't get
any? Except for
5. Here's page 3. This is page 3.
All right, so... Let's go over the alphabet one more time. Alphabet lang muna. Sino gusto mag-try ng alphabet? You can say the alphabet now. Anybody want to try? It's not hard. Sino gusto mag-try? Bugoy, go ahead, Bugoy.
Sabi mo yung mga alphabet, pag mula dito ang dito. But we will help you. Alright, so pakinggan natin si Bugoy. Go ahead.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Zeta,
Eta, Theta, Iota,
Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Psi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Epsilon, Pi, Chi, Psi, Mega.
Very good.
All right, very good. Anybody else want to try? Anybody else want to try? William, go ahead.
Here we go. Ready?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Keta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron,
P,
Rho,
Sigma, Tau, Upsilon,
P,
Chi, Psi,
Omega. All right. Anybody want to try? Joe, okay?
Go ahead. Ready?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Heta, Theta,
Iota,
Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi,
Omicron,
Mega. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Anybody else want to try? Cham, go ahead.
Sige, mamaya. Cham muna.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, theta, iota.
Theta.
Iota, kappa, lambda, mu. Omicron,
P, Rho,
Sigma, Tau, Upsilon,
P,
Chi, Psi,
Omega. Very good.
Alright. Okay. Very good. Alright.
Try natin. Who else wants to say it? Mikey. Tayo. Let's start time. Sige na, Mikey. Kasi magiging mas mahirap ito pag nagbura na ako. Okay?
Lambda,
Mu, Rho,
Psi, Omega, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Epsilon, Pi,
Chi,
Psi, Omega.
Very good. Alright, sino gusto mag-try? My brother RJ, very good. Alright. So wait. All right, here we go. Ready?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Psi, Zeta, Eta,
Theta,
Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma,
Tau,
Tau, Upsilon, Pi, Chi, Psi.
Very good. All right. Anybody else want to try?
Keep
Anybody want to try? Hindi, yung hindi pa nakapag-try. Anybody else hindi pa nakapag-try? Alright. Ate Caroline, you want to try? Don't want to try? Huwag kang matakot. Hindi naman nakakatakot. Oh, kayong tatlo. Ate Bambi, Ate Lat, Ate Caroline, tayo kayo. Kayong tatlo.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta,
Iota,
Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mundo, Si, Omicron, D, Rho, Sigma,
Tau,
Tau, Upsilon.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Sino pa ang gusto mag-try? No? You already tried. Yung iba, hindi pa nakapag-try. Alright. Marcia and Marcia, Ate Tess and Marcia, stand. Ate Tess and Marcia, stand.
Can I look at my notes?
Yeah, you can look at your notes.
I took notes from last week, so I have them.
Alright, here we go. Ready? The two. Oh, sila lang dalawa. Quiet na.
You cover for me, okay?
Alright, quiet. Ready? Here we go.
I know.
Ready? Here we go.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Eta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon,
Very good. All right. Very good. See that? Not too bad. Not too bad. So ito, pag nasanay na kayo niyan, makakabasa na kayo ng Greek. So, practice kayo. Pag nag-aaral kayo ng Strong's Concordance, gamitin niyo yung Greek. Subukan niyong basahin yung mga words na yun. You know the letters. You can read it now. All right. Very good. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your this aspect of your word, the Greek language. And there's so much more we can learn about it, but we're just taking this elementary steps to acknowledge the letters and put them together and acknowledge the words and maybe the grammar some very little. But the most important thing is we are thankful for your words that you gave us in the New Testament in the Greek. And we can see the English is an excellent, accurate translation in the King James Bible and how we need to hold that dear to our hearts and practice it and keep it and observe it. The words of life. We ask that you bless our efforts now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.